Very nice. Thank you very much. Well, thank you. Well, I do thank you, and you all got here. Imagine that. We all got here. That's what always knocks me out about the audience. The audience comes from everywhere. Audiences come from all different houses, different apartments all over town, different rooms. Imagine that. You had to leave your room and come on to the theater. Maybe you had to drive here. That's how a lot of us got here. We had to get in and drive the big iron thing. Trying real hard not to hit anyone else in the other big iron thing. But we got here. Now all we have to do is get back again. I do think about the audience, though. I'm in the audience, too. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm in the audience. I just happen to have the best seat in the house, that's all. I am in the audience, and I know the things you think of. I think of them, too. When I'm driving to the theater, going to be in the audience, I'm thinking to myself, what kind of a member of the audience will I be tonight? Will I be a credit to my row? Will we win row of the year? Suppose we get some shit from another section. If there's a fire drill, will I file out safely? Or trample the shit out of my neighbor? Pardon me, fire, look out, fire, pardon me, fire, fire, look out, pardon me, fire. We never practice that one, do we? Panicking, we never practice panicking. We practice going out neatly. Pardon me, fire, look out, pardon me, fire, fire, yes, pardon me, fire. We never do that. I don't know why we practice so much. If we could learn to climb over one another, we might save a few lives. I wonder a lot of things. I wonder what it's like when I'm not there. Do you wonder what it's like when you're not there anymore? When you're gone? You know, you were somewhere. You were over here with your friends and you're talking some shit with them.
So we'll see you later, Phil. We're going downtown.
And then you leave. Do you wonder what it's like over there now? I wonder, are they going to treat me right while I'm gone? What's it like? I wonder a lot of things, but that's my job. My job is thinking up goofy shit. You know, that's my job. Thinking up goofy shit. My job is to think up stuff and come around and remind you of it. Because you already knew it. You just forgot to laugh at it, that's all. My job to remind you. I wonder about things like, I wonder if on a rainy night, the Sandman sends the Mudman. You'd think it would be his job. I wonder why we don't have any large craft warnings. Apparently we don't care about the big boats, huh? I wonder why Marineland doesn't have a display of fish sticks. I mean, it's a seafood. I'd like to see it. In fact, I'd like to see Mrs. Paul herself come swimming by. Hi, boys! I wonder if a centipede wants to kick another centipede in the shins, does he kick one leg at a time, or does he stand on 50 and kick with 50? I wonder why there are no waiters in waiting rooms. They're all in the restaurant. I wonder why women wear evening gowns to nightclubs. Why don't they wear nightgowns? And I wonder why fluorescent lights seem afraid to come on. Have you ever noticed you turn them on, they go... Finally, they'll come on after you coax them a little. I wonder why Kleenex doesn't have a target in the middle of it. Don't you think we need a bullseye right in the middle of the Kleenex? I wonder about hats. Did you ever notice that when you have a hat on for a long time, it feels like it's not there? And then when you take it off, it feels like it's still there. That's creepy. I wonder about frogs' legs. In those restaurants where they serve frogs' legs, what do they do with the rest of the frog? What, do they just throw it away? I mean, they don't have frog torsos on the menu. They must be doing something with them. They throw them away. Can you imagine a barrel full of frog bodies in the restaurant? Some drunk coming down the alley?
Oh, God damn.
I wouldn't want to see that. I wonder about who empties wishing wells. Who the hell empties the wishing wells? That's our money. I've never seen an accounting. Did anybody ever tell you? No, gone. Just gone. Someone picked it up. Someone emptied the well. I'm sure they don't come around at 3 a.m. on Sunday with a little girl in her first communion dress dropping a dime. 3 a.m, black t-shirts, empty the wishing well. It's our money and I want some of it back. I wonder if movie directors have credits on their dreams. And I wonder why there's no blue food. Where the hell is the blue food? Every other food is represented. I mean, every other color. Every other color is represented. I mean, every color. Okay. Red is raspberry, cherry, and strawberry. Orange is orange. Yellow is lemon. Green is lime. Brown is meat. There's no blue food. Why the hell was blue left out of the food thing?
Somebody's got the blue food, goddammit. Somebody's got it.
It probably bestows immortality. That's why we haven't been given any. And don't say blueberries, well, you know they're purple. You look at a blueberry and you see that sucker's purple. Blue cheese? No. Blue cheese is just white cheese with a bunch of mold in it. And bluefish, God knows, you open one up, there, every color under the sun. Well, enough of that shit. I wonder which came first, skilled workers or unskilled? And who decided? I figure originally all we had was workers. And then they decided, this is hard. And they called themselves skilled. And someone else came along that couldn't do it. Poor unskilled son of a bitch. They moved right past his ass, man, when he was just in the landing area. Do you think maybe Charlie McCarthy has little wooden balls? I've always wondered.
Hi, Charlie.
You know what I wonder about? I wonder why we buy flowers. Why do we buy flowers? They're free. They grow all over. Yet we buy them. We pay good money for flowers. Flowers that are dying, I might add. That's a little strange. Flowers are one of the few things that you buy, you bring into your house, and if they die, you don't give a shit. Normally, you'd be asking for your money back on anything that died. Are you kidding me? These things keeled over on the piano. Flowers. I wonder why I've never seen anyone cleaning a church. Have you? I've never seen someone cleaning a church. A lot of things go on in church. You never see a cleaning crew going in there with pails, mops, and shit. It just never happens. Why don't they clean churches? You know why? Churches don't need to be cleaned. They clean themselves overnight. That's how they know they're churches. Come back the next morning. Shit, it's still clean. Must be a church. Does the time bother you? I get bothered by the time. Not so much the time itself, the people bother me for the time. People come up to me on the street. I'm sure you've had this happen to you.
People come up to you and say, what time it is?
Well, they might say, what time is it?
I shouldn't get into these ballads.
You've had people come up to you and say, what time is it? What time is it?
As if you personally were responsible for keeping time? You know, I feel honored, first of all, that they thought I was the man in charge. But I do have to explain, you don't see official timekeeper on here, do you? I don't have the time, of course not.
Do you have the time? That's another way they say it. Do you have the time?
I say, no. I don't believe I do. I certainly didn't have it this morning.
Did you leave it somewhere?
Well, do you have the time? No, I don't have the time. I use a little of it, like everyone, you know. But I don't have it. I think the Navy has it. In Washington, isn't that? They keep it in an observatory, that's right. Sure, they let out a little of it each day. Not too much. They wouldn't want to give us too much. Just enough time. Sometimes they'll say, do you know what time it is? And I say, yes. I hate to disappoint them, but there is no time. There is no time. I don't mean there's no time. I mean there's no time. When the hell is it? We made that whole thing up. There's no time. We made it up. It's a man-made invention, time. There are no numbers up in the sky. I've looked.
They're not there. We made this stuff up.
When is it? When the hell is it? When are we, I ask you? When are we? Sometimes we think we know where we are, but we don't really know when we are. When the hell is it? All the time zones are different. Every calendar you run across is different. They'll all give you a different answer. These are calendars. These are made to keep track of time. Everybody's got a different one. Chinese are way up there in the 5,000 and 6,000s. Hebrew calendars way up in the 5,000 and 6,000s. We're up at about 1,970-something. Shit, this ain't a couple of weeks these people are off. This is thousands of goddamn years that are missing, man. How did they do that? We don't know when the hell it is. It could be the middle of last month for all we know. I mean, time is so, we've got it down so perfect that every 4 years we have to stick in an extra day just to make sure it still works. And we call it February 29th.
Bullshit, it's March 1st and I know it.
It just feels like March 1st. You can't keep track of the time. What's the sense? Give you an example. There's a moment coming. It's not here yet. It's still on the way. It's in the future. It hasn't arrived. Here it comes. Here it is. Oh, shit, it's gone. There's no now. There's no now. Everything is the near future or the recent past. But there's no present.
Welcome to the present.
Gone again. It's just so imprecise. We don't even care to use the minutes and seconds and hours that we've been given. Everybody's very vague about the time.
You say, what time you got?
I got just after. Just after? Jeez, I must be slow. I had going on.
And where did that imprecision begin? Why is it we're not so sure? I know one of the clues that happened to me was when they started telling me about moments. When I was a kid, they were trying to teach me how to tell time. And of course, you can't tell time. Time tells you. But they were trying. They were trying to show me. On the big hand, I said, I don't have a big hand. Never mind. Look at the clock. And the clock is so wonderful. There's so much emotion attached to a clock face. I hate digital clocks. Digital clocks rob me of all the emotional experience of the spatial relationships on that face of the clock. Isn't it true? I mean, don't you always feel that this half hour, when it comes down from 12 down to 6, goes by a lot quicker than this half hour when it has to come up fighting gravity all the way? I know, it does go a lot quicker. God, oh, I got this. Yeah. I'll tell you this, if I only have a half hour to live, I want it to be this one, man. When it lasts just a little bit longer than that one there. It's vague. That's all I'm saying. It's very vague how we treat time. We have all these wonderful expressions. We say now. Now is an interesting one. When? Now. You want that now?
Yes.
Well, would you like to try again? Well, sometimes just now. Just now. Did you hear that?
What?
Just now.
You mean, must mean just then, don't you?
Yes, just then. But there it goes again. When? Now? No, not now. Now.
Pardon me, do you have the time?
When do you mean, now or when you ask me? This shit is moving, Ruth. We had a lot of these vague terms. Right away, immediately, at once, lickety-split, just like that, nothing flat, drop of a hat, no time at all. As quick as you can say, Jack Robinson. I'm sure you've done that to people. I'll be back before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson, huh? You're not back.
How about a jiffy? A jiffy? Or a flash? Which is quicker? A jiffy or a flash? I think there are two flashes in a jiffy, myself. But God knows how many jiffies there are in two shakes of a lamb's tail. And why did they use two shakes of a lamb's tail? What's wrong with the basic unit of measurement? One shake of a lamb's tail. We can do our own arithmetic, thank you. Belched a little there. Tried to swallow that one. Then we have words like soon. Soon. That's a very emotional word. There's a lot of potential for drama in that word, soon. Soon. Soon.
Is your mother coming home? Uh-huh. When? Soon.
Real soon.
As soon as she can.
Sooner than you think. That's kind of a spooky one. Sooner than I think? That's a little bit like before you know it.
I'll be back before you know it.
He did it! Holy Christ! Look at that!
Can we go on with these terms that we use, these vague terms of time? One of these days. Before long.
Any time now.
Well, that's true. Everything's gonna happen any time now. Any day now. That's kind of a snotty one, any day now.
Hey, I'll be giving you that $5 I owe you, Bill.
Yeah. Any day now. Sooner or later, now and then, once in a while, from time to time, in a little while. In a little while.
Well, it'll just be a little while. That's a wonderful one. I just love that. It sounds so benign. Just a little while. Couldn't hurt you, could it? You can wait a little while. It'll only be a little while longer. Just a little while.
That's so different from a short time. Short time. Sounds almost terminal, doesn't it? You only have a short time. Whereas you have a little while. Oh, I'd rather have a little while than a short time.
Yeah, we got long ways we measure time. We got vast distances of time we measure. People will say things like, kingdom come. I'm gonna be standing here till kingdom come. Shit, I don't have that on my watch. Doomsday, you say? Doomsday. Till the cows come home.
Well, that's an easy one to understand. That's long about dusk, isn't it? If you leave them out overnight, they burst. Here's a long period of time, forever. Some people will tell you, guys say, I've been standing on this line forever. Look at this, Dave. This man has been standing on line forever. He looks fairly fresh to me. Almost like an eternity, people will tell you. It's almost like an eternity, as if they had experience with eternities. Now, you must have a favorite period of time. I have some favorites. I just want to try a few of them on you. It isn't easy to select a favorite period of time, so many of them are attractive, but there are little periods of time that that you might relate to. Of course, the most basic period of time I feel is 5 minutes. That seems to be the one everyone chooses. If they need to think of a period of time real quickly, they just go, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. I'll be there in just 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes, would you please? Just, would you just give me 5 minutes? Well, are you kidding me? I could fix that shit in 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
That's all most people want, 5 minutes. A good, solid, nice period of time. You can do anything for 5 minutes, can't you? I mean anything. Even things you really hate. Yeah, you could probably do it for 5 minutes. Hey, let's go talk to Ted.
Are you kidding? Ted's an asshole.
Look, just 5 minutes, huh?
Okay, let's give it 5 minutes. Not 10. 10 I can't make. Now you're getting into double digits, you're starting to fool with my head. Time. 5, 10 minutes.
15 minutes is popular. You hear 15 quite a bit, but it's sort of an institutional one. It's kind of an official time period. 15 minutes has a touch of regulatory quality to it, doesn't it? Sounds like something you're not supposed to do or have to do
for 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
I like 20 minutes. Doesn't that sound free compared to
15? 15 minutes.
20 minutes. I'll be back in 20 minutes. Gosh, what's he gonna do?
Do you have those news stories for me? Maybe let's do a little news for the folks, man. Let's tell them what's going on around the world.
God knows you're not home to find out. Thank you, Walter. Let's do it. I just want to keep you up to date. There's a few things that have happened while we've been sitting here, and it's not nice to ignore the rest of the world.
Let's take a look. I'd like to take a look at the news. First of all, the headlines. 3 Shriners have been killed in a whoopee cushion explosion. 21 killed in 21-gun salute. Rapist swallows whistle. Oh, the head of the lost and found has been reported missing. And a vegetarian has been beaten to death by a meat packer. Oh, some vegetarian. Oh, some things. Have I been ignoring your section? I'm really sorry.
Say, well, we'll be okay, though, because, you know, I just can't think of everything. But I'm going to do about 10 straight stories just for these folks here. Back into the news.
Police fired over the heads of rioters today. However, they killed 200 people standing on a balcony. A 107-year-old woman in Florida is reported to be pregnant. Physicians claim that because of her advanced age, she will have a grown-up. Scientists have discovered a new disease which has no symptoms. It is impossible to detect, and there's no known cure. Fortunately, no cases have been reported thus far. A man has barricaded himself inside of his house. However, he is not armed, and no one is paying any attention to him. The Surgeon General announced today that saliva causes stomach cancer. However, only when swallowed in small amounts over a long period of time. A woman was severely injured today when she attempted to force breastfeed a wildcat. And the results of the latest Gallup poll have come in. It seems that 29% of the people were not home. 14% of the people made believe they were in home. 6% of the people could not operate the doorknob. And 3% were wearing underwear and had to stand sideways. The Bureau of Indian Affairs announced today that they have found another Mohican. Accordingly, all the books are being called back in and will be changed to read the next to the last of the Mohicans. In France today, a baby was born wearing glasses and holding a quaalude. A high-speed chase ended today when the cars stopped and the people got out. A dog exploded on a busy downtown street corner. Today, no one was killed. However, 12 people were overcome by fur. Police estimate that 50 to 60 fleas also lost their lives in the blast. Scientists in Switzerland announced today that they have been able to make mice fart by holding them upside down and tapping them on the stomach with a pencil. A Milwaukee man has been arrested for attempting to use food stamps to mail a box of macaroni. Earthquake. An earthquake has hit the maternity home. There's no such place as a maternity home. An earthquake has struck the maternity hospital. 3 people were killed. However, 6 people were born. A priest who has performed 300 exorcisms was eaten today by a green boogeyman. Out at the lake in City Park today, police arrested a one-armed man who was bothering the other boaters by continuously rowing in a circle. A man at a tool and die company died today when he was hit with a tool. A severely disturbed geography teacher has been arrested after killing 6 people who did not know the capital of Scotland. A man in Detroit is suing a soup company, claiming that a bowl of alphabet soup spelled out an obscene message to his wife. A heavily armed man in Seattle has taken 6 hostages. He's demanding $3 million and someone to share driving and expenses to St. Louis. Police today announced they have broken up an amphetamine ring. Narcotics detectives broke in and arrested 6 out of 10 of the speed dealers they had under suspicion. The other 4 got away by running completely across Canada. A man who was shot in the chest 9 times yesterday and refused treatment died today of 9 shots in the chest. A man in Cincinnati is suing a hospital, claiming he entered the hospital for a vasectomy and was castrated instead. When the chief surgeon was asked how such a mistake might happen, he said, well, it all started out as a joke. We were pretending we were going to castrate him, and he got real snotty, so we offed his balls. The man himself was philosophical about it. He said, well, it's just that much less to wash. Tragedy struck the parade today as an open manhole claimed the lives of 1,200 marchers one at a time. A man who shot and killed all 12 members of a jury which convicted him last year goes on trial again today. A set of Siamese twins, which was surgically separated 6 months ago, was sewn back together again today because each of them only knows one half of the combination to their locker. A man who was scheduled... This is kind of one where you're going to moan, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, good. A little pre-moaning. That's nice. That ain't a moan. Visine, do they look that red? Could you hold that for me? Oh, God. Hey, now I need it. Now I need it. It's like starting a fire for the charcoal burner, you know? God. Well, that's going to be nice. That'll really... Well, anyway, would you hold them both for me? This one. Now you're under arrest. Here comes the Wisine, as we say in the middle of the part of Europe. Well, there ain't much of this left, but there is one final story that I would like to wind up with, folks. And I do thank you for that Wisine, but I didn't smoke at halftime, so if they're red, it's just natural eyeball blood pressure. Or whatever you call that shit. The one you were going to moan about, I was going to tell a man about a man who was scheduled for a heart transplant who decided not to have it. He had a change of heart, you know. I love that shit. That's why, I know why you're moaning, because you wish you had thought of the goddamn thing yourself. I have to think that. Like to wind up the news tonight with sort of a little story, kind of a human interest story about man's best friend. It seems that 65-year-old James Driscoll was asleep in his downtown hotel room last Wednesday when he was awakened by the sound of a dog barking. When he woke, he found the room was full of smoke. He could not see, and the dog led him out of the room, down the hall, and into an elevator shaft where he plunged 8 stories to... a nostalgic thing here for my own sake and for the request of a couple of people that are on the crew that listen or look and through viewers or listening on headsets or whatever, and do a little weather forecast from Al Sleep.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Que pasa? Okay, what you call your pasa? Al Sleet here, your hippy-dippy weatherman, with all the hippy-dippy weather, man. Brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Well, Parsons will help you get rid of the termites and water bugs and help you smoke the roaches. Hey. Temperature at the airport is 88 degrees, which is stupid, man, because I don't know anybody who lives at the airport. Now, if you'll take a look at our national weather map, you'll see that we don't have one. So try to picture last night's map in your mind. Remember all the letters and lines, all them little numbers. The weather's dominated by a large Canadian low, which is not to be confused with a Mexican high. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued dark tonight, turning to partly light in the morning.
Oh, Al got out of the weather business, and he's now a linoleum... quality control inspector in a linoleum plant. Al, he only wanted to get out of the media. You know, he said, fuck it, I don't need it. And, hey, who can blame him? No, but Al got out of weather when he realized he had given the final weather forecast. He had given the ultimate forecast. There was nowhere to go. You know, when there's nothing left to conquer in your field, hey, it's time to leave. And old Al had given the ultimate forecast. He told us, he said one night,
that the weather... will continue to change on and off for a long, long time.
And he was gone, Phyllis. God bless Al. Okay. Yes, you are. You're all going to die. Didn't mean to remind you of it, but it is on your schedule. Yes, probably won't happen when you want. Usually comes along when you're not expecting. Generally, you have your stamp collection out, you know.
Now?
No. Just want a little time to put away your hinges, you know. No. There's a time to die, and it's okay, you know. It's really okay. Nobody wants to die. Nobody. Well, you know, most people don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. Boy, if you think being sick is no fun, dying is really a pain in the ass. Nobody wants to die. People don't mind being dead. Being dead is great. But getting dead. Nobody wants to get dead. So I hope I don't die. I wonder how often we think that, you know? It's just under the surface, isn't it? You go out for the day, going out of your house. I hope I don't die. It would really spoil the circus if I were to die. Geez, I hope I don't die. Comedians don't want to die. It's only a metaphor, but it's so true of all of us. We don't want to die out there. A comic's going to die. I don't want to die. Geez, I was dying out there. I was dying. It was death out there. And it was like a morgue. Oh, I don't want to die. Of course, if the comedian doesn't die, you know, if he succeeds, if he makes you laugh, then he can say, I killed him. I killed him. So it's either me or you, you know. Just like on the freeway. Yeah, dying shouldn't be that bad. It shouldn't be that bad. We're all gonna do it. It's one of the few fair things in life. Everybody catches it once. And dying should be fun. There should be some sort of a look ahead. I mean, after all, when you die, you're going to find out where you go. Haven't we been wondering about that a long time? Where the hell we go? Isn't that the biggest thing we have to wonder about? Where the hell do you go? I don't know. Joe thinks he knows. I know Joe thinks he knows, but Joe don't know. Where do we go? Nobody know. Well, I think sometimes you go where you think you're going to go. Whatever you think you're going to do, that's where you're probably going to go. If you keep saying you're going to go somewhere, chances are you might go there. You ever hear those guys say, I'm going to hell, don't pray for me. Don't pray for me, I'm going to hell. He is. You go where you want to go. I think when you die, your soul goes to a garage in Buffalo. When Monty Hall dies, he'll go behind door number 4. That's it, where you want to go. No, nobody wants to die. And you know, part of the reason we don't want to die is because of that goddamn funeral. We've seen it. We know how bad news it is. That funeral is no fun. Man, if I don't like other people's funerals, I know I'm not going to like my own. There's no way I can get behind my own funeral. Going to be lying there in a casket. They're going to put me in the box. Going to put me in a convertible with a top down. You know that's embarrassing, lying there. And everybody's looking at you. You're dead. And they're looking. You're just lying there still. People coming over going. They don't know that you're lying there with short pants on and no back in your jacket. Embarrassed. And sometimes they'll come over, you know, some people, it depends on your religion and so forth, but they do come right over to the casket a lot of times and they'll go like this. And they're silent for a moment. And what they're doing while they're silent is they're subtracting their age from your age. So they get a rough estimate on what they have left. And they get up and they say, don't he look good? Don't he look good? You crazy? He's dead. I know, but he never looked that good. Oh, they say the nicest things about you.
They say the nicest things when you die. Your popularity goes straight up when you die. They say the greatest things there are that can be said. They'll even make stuff up if they have to.
Well, he was a real asshole, but he meant well, you know? He's a well-meaning asshole.
Yes, you get so popular when you die. All the flowers you get. Think of the flowers you get when you die. You get more flowers when you die than you got in your whole life. All your flowers arrive at once, too late.
The guys will say, oh, yeah, well, you know, Bill is dead, yeah, poor Bill. Poor Bill is dead, yeah. Poor Dave, yeah, poor Dave is gone now. Ed, yeah, poor Ed is gone.
Dan, that motherfucker is still alive, isn't he?
I wish he would die so I could like him.
Reincarnation is another aspect of death, and a lot of people will tell you little tales about it. Reincarnation, coming back. A lot of folks are sure of it.
They can come back.
You come back as something, I don't know. Does it seem right to you that it would work? I mean, mathematically, it doesn't seem to work. Because originally on this earth, we only had, well, let's say 6 people. I know we had 2, but it's a controversial number. Let's say at one time there were only 6 of us, about. 6 people, 6 souls. And those 6 people died, and those souls went back to the staging area. And new people were born, and those 6 souls came back. We still only have 6 souls. Now we have 4 billion people claiming to have souls. Where are all these extra souls coming from?
Someone is printing up souls.
And it lowers their value. The more souls there are, the less they're worth, it would seem. Well, somebody's got to think of this shit, you know? How about the perfect murder? I've thought sometimes about the perfect murder. You know what you do? You pick up one person by the ankles and you beat another person to death with him. And they both die, and there's no murder weapon.
What happened here, Sergeant?
Looks like a pedestrian accident to me. They must have been moving at quite a clip.
Of course, if you should be caught with this perfect murder, in progress, or even after the fact. If you should be caught, you might wind up in death row.
Death row.
Wow. That's more than just fun, ain't it? I mean, this cat's there.
Death row, man.
Shit. Oh, well, you got that one meal, but that's not much of a consolation, is it? You're gonna get to order a meal. Big deal. Why don't you leave me alone? I'm not hungry, man. They give you that one last meal. I say you can have some fun with that last meal. I mean, if you work it right, they got to give you whatever you want. I mean, short of elephant steak, you know? They don't want to start on a new elephant just for one guy. But they got to give you pretty much what you want. That's part of the humanity of what they're going to do to you. Yeah, you could just order something, you know, like maybe, well, shit, you tell them you can't decide. That's it. I can't decide. I don't know. I don't know if I want steak or lobster, you know? I mean, I really love them both, and I honestly can't decide. Could they kill you? I don't think they could kill you if you honestly couldn't decide. Lie detector, truth serum, the man honestly doesn't know what he wants. We can't very well kill him. We can't drag him down the last mile screaming, I don't know what I want. You've got to give him a chance, and then man lives. Imagine if you worked it out and you kept it going 6 months. Man's still alive, can't decide on meal. 3 years, 8 years, and then finally you're an honest person, so you tell them when you do figure it out, and you say, I've decided what I'd like. I think I'll have steak. Okay, how did you want that? Oh. Well, my feeling is if you're gonna die,
You know, or if you know, hey, die big. Die big. Nobody wants to just pass away. You don't want to be a euphemism, do you? Nobody wants to pass away. You know, Arnie passed away.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, I didn't know that. Well, that's the idea. On the other hand, Dave died.
Oh, yes, I heard about Dave dying.
That's true. I say die big. Give it a shot, man. Go out big. It's your chance. Die big. Work in a few posthumous reflexes for your friends. Give them a show before you go. Entertain and uplift and instruct those you are leaving behind. When you die, give them a few posthumous reflexes. You know, the body does store electricity up. There's a certain storage of electricity, and even a dead body, a corpse, will occasionally go... And I say, if you have that potential after you're dead, use it properly. Pre-program. Before you die, pre-program some posthumous reflexes that will be entertaining to those you've left behind. Do something to capture their imagination. Roll over on the autopsy table.
That's nice.
Cross your legs, scratch your balls, do something. Now, the only reason that I even suggest that you have a choice about what you can do at the moment of death is a very little known and very little understood part of the death process called the 2-minute warning. Many people are not aware of it at all. The 2-minute warning, just as in football. 2 minutes before you die, you receive an audible warning.
2 minutes, get your shit together.
The reason we don't know about it is because the only people who hear it die. And I don't think we'd believe someone anyway if he told us he received his 2-minute warning, would you? Some asshole on the bus?
Hey, I just got my 2-minute warning.
You'd think it was a coach out on the town, you know? But no, the 2-minute warning does arrive. And I say use that time to entertain, to leave something behind. Do something with the 2 minutes. Hey, if nothing else, give a speech. Little 2-minute speech. We can all give a little 2-minute speech. Just pick some subject you're very fond of and talk about it for 2 minutes. I mean, tell them. It's your last chance to tell them anything. So tell them, got 2 minutes, and I mean, wax eloquent, rise, bring it to the rafters, and then at the moment at the end, you say, if this is not the truth, may God strike me dead. Well, that leads me into the filth and to kind of wind up. You know, that's the trouble with it, is trying to decide what to call these words, man, or trying to decide what to call this whole thing. You know, what are these words that I'm talking about? They're just words that we've decided, sort of decided, not to use all the time. That's about the only thing you can really say about them for sure. That they're just some words, not many either, just a few, that we've decided, well, we won't use them all the time. Sometimes, well, hell yeah. Sometimes it's okay, but not all the time. And they're the only words that seem to have that restriction. I mean, there are a lot of words you can say whenever you want, you know? Pneumonia! Nobody gives you a lot of... All right, you can't yell it in the hospital a great deal, but what the hell? There are words that you can say, no problem. Topography! No one has ever gone to jail for screaming topography. But there are some words that you can go to jail for. There are some words that we just have decided we will not say all the time. Sometimes, okay, if you're running through the jungle chasing somebody that we're at war with, you can holler them. If you're shooting a criminal, it's okay, it's the all-American thing. Dirty fucking crook.
But if you're with the bishop's wife at lunch, it's better not to ask for the goddamn lettuce. You know what I mean? It's just like we've decided there'd be some words we won't say all the time. And I was just trying to find out which words they were. For sure. All of them. I wanted a list. Because nobody gives you a list. That's the problem. They don't give you a list. Wouldn't you think it'd be normal if they didn't want you to say something to tell you what it is? Nobody even tells you when you're a kid what the words are that you're supposed to avoid. You have to say them to find out which ones they are. Shit! Oh, fuck! That's two. Oh, Ma, that's enough trial and error, huh? Please, Ma, give me a list, huh?
All right, you're 6 years old now, and here's the list of words your dad and I don't ever want to hear you say.
Oh, hey, thanks, Ma. Boy, that's gonna save me an ass kicking or two. Yeah, you never know what's going to be on the list. Because it's always somebody else's list. You didn't make that up. Somebody told you that shit. They told you, better not say that. So you got to... And you don't know what's going to be on their list. God, people's lists even change from day to day. Some people on Friday night got a list, you know, not about two or three words. Sunday morning, goddamn, there's like 27 words on it. These are the same people 2 days later. Different list. So you got to kind of watch out what you're going to believe from them. The trouble is, I was trying to find out what these words might be, and I wanted to know the ones that you could never say on television. I mean the filthy words that are always filthy. There are a lot of these little two-way, double-entendre words that have two meanings, words that are okay part of the time. I call them, like, part-time filth. Some of these words, they're only 50% dirty. You have words like ass. Ass is hardly even a dirty word anymore, but it has a few meanings that you can't say on television. That's what I was talking about. What can you say on television? That's another one of those places where we can't use these words all the time. But some of them are all right some of the time. Ass is all right on television. You can say on television things like, well, you've made a perfect ass of yourself tonight. But you can't say, hey, let's go get some ass. Bitch. Bitch is another word like that. Same kind of word. It's only dirty part of the time. Depends on what you mean by bitch. You might be the lady from the San Diego Zoo visiting one of the Tonight Shows, and you might just have a bunch of little canines with you there. One of them is a female. You say, there's the bitch, Johnny, and it's okay, fine. Just don't refer to the singer the same way. That's all. Is that bitch gonna do another number? Yes. Animals are fine. On those two-way words. And that's it. That's what I was trying to find. The words that were always dirty, not just part of the time. But completely filth. Well, in looking for these words, I kept finding new categories. We have so many ways of describing these dirty words. It's, well, we have more ways to describe dirty words than we actually have dirty words. That seems a little strange to me. It seems to indicate that somebody was awfully interested in these words. They kept referring to them. They called them bad words, dirty. Filthy, foul, vile, vulgar, coarse, in poor taste, unseemly, street talk, gutter talk, locker room language, barracks talk, bawdy, naughty, saucy, raunchy, rude, crude, lewd, lascivious, indecent, profane, obscene, blue, off color, risque, suggestive, cursing, cussing, swearing, and all I could think of was shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. That's all I have. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. That was my original list. I knew it wasn't complete, but it was a starter set, you know? Shit, piss, fuck, yes, WBAI is the one who played them. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Now, that was the original list. We've added a few words since then. We've added fart, turd, and twat. And I know there are some other words that many of you are wondering about, why they haven't been considered, why they haven't shown up on the list thus far. We're looking at them all very closely. Some of your favorites might make the list this year. Asshole, ball bag, hard-on, piss hard, blue balls, taint, nookie, snatch, box, Pussy, pecker, peckerhead, pecker tracks, jism, joint, doniker, dork, poontang. Cornhole and dingleberry. Dingleberry, a very popular word.
And to my way of thinking, dingleberry, a rather innocent-sounding word. Dingleberry sounds Christmassy to me, you know.
Let's put one on the tree, Dad.
So the words, as I say, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat. Now, motherfucker came off the list immediately, the first day, in fact. I had a call from an English language purist. Some guy had to talk, you know, he got on the phone. He tells me I have a duplicate on my list. I have a duplication. He says, motherfucker is a duplication of the word fuck, technically, because fuck is the root form, motherfucker being derivative, therefore, it constitutes duplication. And I said, hey, motherfucker, how did you get my phone number anyway? I said, look, man, it may be derivative, but you still can't say it. Still can't say motherfucker on TV, can you? He said, no, but you can't say fucky, fucking, fuckola, fuckaroonie, or fuckerino either. Well, I said, yeah, that would crowd up my list something awful. So I just struck that motherfucker away. Struck it from the list. Motherfucker was gone. Now the list was shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Does it sound like something's missing? Does it sound like an old friend is gone? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. Remember the old rhythm? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Now, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. It falls apart. It isn't going anywhere. And by now, cocksucker is the dominant word on the list. Previously, with motherfucker on the list, cocksucker was somewhat balanced out. They were the only multisyllabic words on the list. But now, cocksucker stands alone, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, tits. And who knows, maybe it doesn't belong either. After all, motherfucker turned out to be a ringer. Let's take a look at cocksucker. See if this one belongs. We'll divide the word cock and sucker from each other, those words. Sucker isn't dirty, sucker. It's suggestive as hell. But it isn't dirty. And cock, that's not dirty all the time. That's one of those words that's only partly filthy. Cock, if you're talking about the animal, it's perfectly all right. They used to read that to us from the Bible in third grade. And we would laugh, man. Cock is in the Bible. Remember the first time you heard about a cock fight? What? No. Even the word cocksucker itself has been twisted out of all of its original meaning. It's been distorted. For some reason now, cocksucker means bad man. It's a good woman. How did they do that? How did they do that? Well, tits is on the end of the list. Shit, piss, fucking, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. And you know it doesn't belong on that list. I mean, it really doesn't belong in with that kind of heavyweight filth. Tits isn't dirty. Tits is a cute name. Cute thing, cute idea. Great fun. Good name. Tits, hey, tits sounds like a friend. It sounds like a nickname, doesn't it? Hey, tits, come here, man. Hey, tits, I want you to meet Toots. Tits, this is Toots. Toots, tits. Tits, cute word, nice word. I love a word that spells the same forwards and backwards like tit. Don't you think it's cute when a word is spelled the same forwards and backwards? I always wished my name was Otto. Just so I could walk backwards and yell my name, you know? Otto! 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 Well, I had strange dreams. But the word tit is on the list because you can't say it on television. You can't say tit. Imagine that. Can't say tits. You can say boobs. Boob is spelled the same forwards and backwards, too. Boobs is all right. You can't say tits, but you can say boobs. In fact, boobs is an answer now in Match Game.
I had boobs, Gene.
Boobs, $200.
tits, $200 fine, maybe. You can't say tits. You can say teats. Teats is all right, providing you're on at 5 in the morning and a cow is your guest. But you can't say jugs and you can't say knockers, you know.
That's right, Danny. Pull on the cow's knockers. Right, grab a knocker in each hand, attaboy. Now alternate knockers, good deal.
Can't say that. Tits, tits sounds like a snack, you know. Well, I know what you're thinking, but tits sounds almost, it sounds Nabisco to me. It sounds like Nabisco has reserved that name, because tits sounds like a thing at a party.
Pass the tits, would you, Bill? Thanks.
Say, those things are responding. Well, ship is fucking toxic, motherfucker tits. Fart, turd, and twat. Fart? Fart is like tit. It's one of those words that isn't that harmful. You know, it's just a cute kind of thing. Fart. Well, farts can be a little harmful. It depends. Depends on who's cooking. But fart. Fart? Fart is a cute... Hey, kids know farts are okay. Kids know farts are fun. Farts are shit without the mess. Yeah. Same funny sound, same vile smell. No fuss, no muss. Fart is an interesting word in this respect. Talking about television, fart is extremely interesting because, dig this, you can't say fart on television. We know that. You can't say fart. And you can't say fuck either on television. However, you can refer to fucking. You can talk about fucking. They do that all the time. Some of the times, the show you're watching, two people are probably fucking in the other room. Fucking is all right. Fucking is part of the plot. A lot of plots are based on fucking. Will they fuck? Should they fuck? Have they fucked? Did they fuck? Will they fuck again? Will they get sick from fucking? Are they fucking too much? Will they fuck each other's friends? Will they have a baby from fucking? Will they be sorry they fucked? Will they be glad they fucked? All fuck stories, every honeymoon joke is a fuck joke. Have you ever noticed it? Otherwise, the people wouldn't be on their honeymoon in the joke. They'd be knights or they'd be sailors or something. They're on their honeymoon. It's got to be a fuck joke. Every quiz master has stood there with his newlywed couple and said, "And I understand you folks are on your honeymoon. Lots of fucking going on here. Lots of fucking over here." So they talk about fucking all they want. They just don't call it that. They don't call it what it is. They call it other things. They call it making love, which is fine. They call it going to bed with someone, having an affair, sleeping together. But they don't call it fucking. On the other hand, fart. Not only is fart a word you can't use on television, but they never even refer to them. That's how bad farts are compared to fucking. They don't even refer to farts. There are no farts on television. You've never seen a reference to a fart? I've never seen a fart reference. No, wouldn't you think that by now one guy would have gone, "Hmm, hmm." Do you think by now that one guy on the Johnny Carson panel just once would have said, "Hey, Ed, move down, man." That was a Clydesdale fart, Ed. Give me the lighter, will you, Johnny? Geez, Ed, next time you're sick, you ought to see the nurse, you know? God, it's not the smell so much. It's the burning of my eyes! Well, we might live to see that. You never know. Remember when you were a kid? Maybe you're a little boy child like me, out on short pants, maybe sitting in church, sitting on a wooden bench in church in the middle of the summer with short pants. You got a fart, you know? And it's up to you. You got to work out a little maneuver that's called the one-cheek sneak. Right in tune with the organ. That's why they call them pews, you know?
Pew! Pew! Pew!
Did you ever notice that your own farts smell okay?
Say, that's fairly decent. I think I'll stay home today. Do some reading in the closet.
Now, I mentioned the three extra words, fart, turd, and twat. Turd is another word you can't say on television, turd. But, you know, when you get right down to it, who wants to say it? I don't even care if I ever hear that one again. Twat, twat is on the list for the same reason. It doesn't mean anything else. You know, it only has that one meaning, twat's twat, and that's that. It's not like prick. Prick is one of those part-time dirty words. Prick is all right. You can say prick on television. You can say, I pricked my finger. Just don't say you fingered your prick. That's Now, there are two words left which I will wind this thing up with. One of them is not dirty all the time. One of them is ball, or balls, is a word that's mostly clean. It has many clean meanings, but it has a couple of meanings that might get you in trouble. And ball is one of those words you gotta think about how you're gonna say it. Maybe you have to watch out for just a moment, but it's okay for sports people. Perfectly all right. When you're a kid, you grow up, they tell you, go play with your ball.
Really?
But it's okay for the sports announcer on the game of the week to tell you that Pete Rose has two balls on him. No problem at all. The whole country nods in agreement. But the announcer can't tell you that he hurt his balls. He can't tell Tony Kubek, Tony, I think he hurt his balls on that play. It looks like it. He's holding on to them. Well, that's right. Generally, when he hurt their balls, they hold them, and he's holding his, and I'd say he's hurt them. Never mention ball injuries. They don't say the balls were hurt. They say groin injuries. He had a groin injury. Do you know why we call it a groin injury? That's the noise you make when you get hit there. Groin! Now then, the other word I wanted to remind you of was the word fuck, which of course is the champ of the all-time dirty words. When they're always dirty, by God, fuck is right at the head of the pack. Fuck's a good, strong word. It's a good, strong word for its purpose, and it's a word that a lot of people have trouble with. It's an honest word. It's a forceful word. It has a lot of emotional baggage with it. When you hear the word fuck, you're not just hearing the word, you're hearing everything you ever heard about fucking. I mean, we have a lot of attitudes about fucking. Some of them are rational and some of them aren't. Some of them have joy in them, some have guilt and fear and all sorts of things, and the word fuck carries with it a lot of emotional baggage. When they say fuck, you go, what? Oh, good. Oh, I thought you meant do it right away. God, you know, it's just a word that it'll clear the room awfully quick in some households. It's a heavy, good, strong word. It's a proud-sounding word to me. Fuck, fuck, I am fuck. Who are you? Fuck of the mountain. I just feel the word is getting a bad shake. The word has an image problem. The word fuck needs public relations help. It's just a word. You know, that's what you have to remember. It's just a word, but it's in such bad shape. Here's a word that started out okay. Started out all right. Nothing wrong with the word fuck originally. I mean, there it was. You're not a bad word. You're not a bad word. You've just gotten in with bad company. People. That's all. Just the word was all it was. The word in the original Old English, as best I can find, fuck only meant to hit, to smite, to perhaps hit with a stick, to fuck the tree. To fuck the rock. To fuck thee. That's all. And pretty soon. That's all. I'll hit you with my dick, honey. Look at that. That's all it was. Just a little. I'll knock a little fuck on you there. That's all it was a love tap when you get right down to it. That's all fuck ever meant. All fuck ever meant was to make love and to make life. At the same time, that's pretty magic. I mean, the pretty noble things we think about, making love and making life. Here was fuck hanging around with words like love and life. How did it get such a bad reputation?
We fucked it up.
Yeah, well, we put the aggression back into the word.
Fuck you! Fuck you, you fuck! Fuck you, you fuck! Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? Some kind of a fuckhead? Fuck you! Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? Me? Don't fuck with me, I'll fuck over you. You fuck with me and you'll get fucked, you fuck! Don't fuck with me, I'm the fucker! Don't fuck with the fucker, God!
It sounds like combat, man. It's got an awful lot, there's an awful lot of hostility in the way that word is used. There's an awful lot of aggression going down in the name of fucking. Imagine that. I'd just like to help a little. My feeling was, hey, here's a word that maybe we could save, you know, just by paying a little close attention to it. The trouble is, with all that aggression and all that violence, that we lose track of those two things, and people start talking about sex and violence like they're one thing. There's some sort of an overlapping. There's some sort of a gray area between sex and violence that some people really are confused about. There are people running around talking about sex and violence as if it's one thing, as if it starts with an S and ends with an E. We're gonna stamp it out of the comics. We're gonna stamp it out of the Dixie Cup. We're gonna stamp it out of homes. Sex and violence, hey, they are different after all, and some people even like them together. There are true people who do like a little violence with their sex. I don't care for that myself. I like my violence a little earlier in the afternoon, you know. Talking about 2 o'clock, a real good ass kicking, and then everything's all right. But the word make love, not war. Someone pointed it out finally. They made it very clear for us.
Make love,
not war. I wish I had thought of that phrase, you know? I really would have been very happy with myself if I had thought of that one. Man, I would have retired the same day. I would have left my car at the red light, man. I say, that's it, folks. I'm going to the beach. You got it. Make love, not war. Well, I didn't think of it. But I do have my own phrase. Make fuck, not kill. It's not as graceful a phrase, but I'm not looking to retire either. It's fuck. The whole idea of make fuck, not kill is simply to switch the meanings of the words. I suggest that for 1 year, we trade meanings on fuck and kill. Just fuck for kill and kill for fuck. That's it. Don't worry about what they really are. Someone else will take care of real fucking and real killing. I'm just worried about what we call it, them. We call them fucking and killing. I say switch them around. I think it would be an insight. I think we'd get a new slant on how we feel about these words if we just changed fucking for killing for about a year. That's all. Imagine it. Sure would be fun watching TV during that time. Huh?
Better get down off the horse, Sheriff. We're fixing to fuck you now.
Mad fucker still on the loose.
Not anymore. He's made his first big mistake, my friend. He fucked a cop today. That makes him a cop fucker. Pardon me, boys. My horse broke his leg. I'm gonna have to fuck him. I'll be right there.
Shamu, the fucker whale. And to fuck a mockingbird, hold gently by the wing.
So all I'm trying to suggest is that fuck you can be a positive phrase. If you hear it from across the street, fuck you, okay. I thank you for being a part of this. I mean it a lot, and I thank the people that aren't here tonight that were here the other two nights, and there's an awful lot of people to thank, but I want to do one thing before I go any further, because I am going to split. There's somebody that's very important to this project and to me. Brenda, would you please come here? I want to introduce you to my wife of 17 years. She is the associate producer, and she is my honey, and if she don't come out here now, come here, honey, I want you to give me a kiss. My wife, Brenda Carlin. Come here, honey. Thank you, lover.
See you later. Thank you all.